So we've come along to the Riverway and Godalming Navigations to meet the team who manage swing bridge boats, which is something a little bit special. And I'm joined now by Angela Adler, the chairperson. Angela, hi. Lovely to meet you.
Hi. Hello.
And tell us all about swing bridge boats.
Swing bridge started with this boat about 15, 20 years ago, and its aim was to give people coming out of prison some work on the river that they could do, or some environmental work, wherever it happened to be, to give them some sense of rehabilitation. Then it became very clear that this boat needed, we needed another one, so Endeavour was brought along. And this boat was then specially adapted. So we have a lift on board, we can take wheelchairs, so we do a lot of work with the Children's Trust, care homes, obviously, and we have one-day boating courses with children with mental health issues on here. So this one is most about relaxing and being calm and enjoying the outdoors in a river environment. I've been involved, I guess, for about 12 years. I had my arm twisted and I had it twisted again to become chair, but I've loved it ever since. I've learnt a new skill. I know how to steer a boat successfully most of the time, I'm pleased to say. But yes, it's just lovely working with, well, all sorts of different people. On this boat, it's children with mental health issues. And sometimes when they are reluctant to take part in the, what we do one-day boating courses with them. They're reluctant to take part, but once they see one of their members doing something, they all want then to have a go and look on their faces of achievement when they've done something that really they have never come across doing before is just wonderful. And the same on the other boat, and I don't do so much, I do it occasionally, I'm on with an NHS group in a couple of weeks' time. And again, it's just lovely to see how they relax and enjoy what they're doing and so enthusiastic about coming back.
And you're saying about the training courses that you're running and you're doing the one-day boating course. Is there other courses that you run as well?
We run along with the, under the auspices of the National Canal Boating Association. I think that's their name, NCBA anyhow. We are approved trainers for several levels. The basic level is competent crew certificate. Then you've got the boat handling course, which means that somebody is just that little next step up. And then there's the community boating management, which is the skipper course. And we do those throughout the year, mostly in-house, but occasionally we get people coming along because the training that we do is approved by the NCBA, so people know that they're going to get proper training and safe training.
So Angela, how many volunteers do you have that work with you here at Swing Bridge?
We have about 70. They're not all present at the same time. The most regular ones are on Endeavour, like Mark and Chris. They do a whole day on Endeavour. But on this boat, it's a little bit more flexible. So we usually have maybe a couple of outings, or if it's a one-day boating course, obviously that's all one day and we spend the day. But otherwise, you can divide the day up a little bit, which people find quite handy. It's sort of been a bit more flexible. But they all absolutely love it. And I'm also started with being a volunteer coordinator. So myself and somebody called Chris Padmore, who worked for the Trust for years, she and I meet the new volunteers and we talk to them about what they're doing and what they're likely, you know, and talk about the courses. So we've got about 70.
And we should mention you're part of the Surrey Care Trust, is that correct?
Yes, we are. Surrey Care Trust has several things. Perhaps Rachel should tell you about that. But there's an allotment, there's a children's centre at Stanwell, there's us, there's Steps to Work in Woking. There are all sorts of various things. And obviously the ongoing mentoring with people, individuals and families. And the other thing I've forgotten to mention is that at Christmas, every weekend in December, we, myself and Chris, organise Santa Cruises, and it's a big fundraising thing for us. So we approach everybody and anybody who looked like they might be a good Santa Claus. But they're very popular, and we've sold a lot of tickets already.
And if people want to find out more about that, where do they go to?
Go to the Electric Theatre. It's all booked through there. We can't cope with the booking of it all, so they do our booking for us, which is really great. So we have five cruises a day. They go from Millmead Lock in the centre of Guildford, unless, of course, the river's in flood like it is today. So they come here, and the whole of the cabin is decorated like a grotto, and Father Christmas comes out, and age-appropriate presents, things like that.
Sounds lovely. So I'm actually sitting on the boat Tranquility at the moment, but I've got Mark with me now. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
And I think you run another alternate boat to this one. Tell us about that one. What's it called, and tell us about its specialities.
Yeah, she's a she's called Endeavour. She's a 10-ton purpose-designed canal maintenance barge, and she's really like a floating shed full of tools. And we've got a space on the front to carry passengers. And we take people out and we teach them to handle boats, and we also teach them to do environmental work. So all sorts of environmental work. And the combination of the two is a very effective way of helping people who are trying to recover from accident, addiction, or probation service people who are trying to work their hours up. We get people from the NHS as well with various issues. So we're there to try and help people recover and get back into life, give them another chance.
And give us a flavour of the type of environmental work that you are able to carry out.
So we do a lot of clearing of paths and of banks and of public spaces, of brambles and nettles and Himalayan balsam in the summer. And also ragwort, which is a reportable plant, so if there are cattle grazing. So we do a wide array, a variety of things, both near the river and on the banks, but also in public parks.
So, Mark, I believe we're on... this is the Way Navigation here. Excuse me if it's not.
Yes, we're on the Way Navigation.
But the work that you conduct isn't just on this Way Navigation as well. There are other rivers and canals you also support.
That's correct. So in the summertime, we work on the River Wey, and in the wintertime, we move the boat and we keep it up on the River Thames, and we do a lot of work in the Arcadian Thames, which is part of the river that was designed many, many years ago as a sort of garden. So we try to keep that in good order with the charity that looks after it. So we work for them during the wintertime. And being on the Thames is very different to being on the River Wey. River Wey is very beautiful, very quiet, run by the National Trust. It's a lovely national asset. River Thames, broad, wide, moves quickly, and it's very easy to train people to drive boats there because there's plenty of room. So we enjoy doing a lot of training while we're up there on the Thames.
So here we are at Swing Bridge Boats. I'm now talking to David. David, I think you were the previous chairman.
I was, yes, for about 10 years, I suppose. You lose track of time, but yes, I was.
But you still got a very important role now. Tell us about what you do.
Well, yes, I wouldn't say it's very important, but it's a role to help. I think the main thing is that I try and do now is to spread the word, because the one thing is to let everybody know that this facility is here.
Yeah.
If you see someone in a wheelchair, you think to yourself, well, that would be wonderful for them to go out. But to go and ask them would be, you know, very rude and not the right thing to do. And so one of the big things that I help with, or try to help with, is actually getting people motivated to tell people about it so they come on it. And so you coming here to see us, I think, is absolutely perfect, because we know we've got a good facility. We do have spare time. I mean, that sounds silly, but I mean, it's used. I think that the usage of this boat was something like 60% last year. So there's 40% that could be taken up for other people. And it's a great shame. Now, OK, we have to charge. Well, we don't charge. I suppose you could say it's a gift. Because the boat costs a lot of money to keep running. It doesn't use a lot of fuel, but if you think we have to take it out every few years, lift it out, have cranes and what have you, very expensive, and then you've got to paint it and labour. So principally the boat's used to take people out on the water, to provide them with time that is not rushed, it's peaceful, relatively quiet. They can see the bird life that lives here, the animal life, if they're lucky. They might see a rat roll along. They see people walking along the bank. And one gentleman that I remember taking out near above the lock, he said, when I was a boy, I used to come down here every day and collect water for my father from that spring. And he pointed out to me, there was a spring. I hadn't really noticed it. And he said, it's absolutely pure water because it's come through the sand, and my father used to bathe his eyes in it every day. And I thought, that's remarkable. And this gentleman, I don't know how old he was, but he was probably well in his 80s. Yeah,
must be very satisfying doing the work that you're doing.
It is satisfying, yeah. I get a kick out of it, and it's nice to see people enjoying themselves. I mean, care homes, people think, well, you just take a load of old people out and they sit gaga. But actually, a lot of them come out with snippets of information. It's interesting to watch them. It's also very interesting to see the carers, who are so kind and interesting. I mean, there was a gentleman with us last week, actually, who was in his wheelchair and he wanted to get out of his wheelchair. Now, he didn't really know what he was doing, but he kept undoing his seatbelt, and she kept saying, no, it's all right, Henry, you put it back on, please. And he would put it back on, and within 2 seconds he'd grin at her and he was trying to get it off again. So all these things, yeah, it's good to see that there was something else he was doing. It may have been an irritant, but it kept his mind occupied. It's also good because I mentioned earlier that a lady who came and said, no, I didn't enjoy it. And the lady opposite said, no, she never enjoys anything. But, of course, when they got back to their care home, they had something to talk about.
Yeah.
And that's the important thing. And the carers take a lot of photographs, which then they show to their relatives when they come to see them. Look, this is what Granny's just done and so forth. So there's a lot more to just having it as a trip. It is actually a relief in many ways from being locked in the same building all the time and being out on the river and seeing things. And they don't have to put a lot of effort into it. The effort is done by us, if you like, and the boat. So yeah, that's what.
And I understand you spend quite a lot of time on this actual boat here. Tell us about the boat we're on.
This boat, Tranquility, well, I should be able to tell you the length, but I can't remember. 45, is it? Yeah. It's fitted with a lift so we can get wheelchairs on board. It's got a galley so we can give people, that's a kitchen in nautical terms. We give the opportunity to give people a cup of tea and a biscuit. And if they want to bring their own sandwiches on board, we help them to eat that. We've got obviously a good engine at the back and a rudder and so forth. We load people up here at Dapdoon Wharf, very kindly by the National Trust, who let us be here. Without them, the service we offer to people would be difficult to provide. So, yeah, we're indebted to them and always will be. So, yes, basically that's it. We take people out for a quiet, peaceful trip.
And how many people would normally come out at a time with you? And tell us about the journey that they go on.
Okay. Well, there's 12 people come on this boat, if they're not wheelchairs. Obviously, because wheelchairs nowadays are pretty big, we do have to cut the numbers back correctly for the space. Also for our insurance. We have four crew, and you think, well, four crew, what are they going to do? There's one steering. Well, we like two people on the back, just in case one of them has a funny moment, falls overboard. Well, if there's only one there, the boat would just carry on by itself. Well, that wouldn't be very good. So we have four people on board. That's quite a lot of people. I know Angela said to you about 70 volunteers. Well, if you think every trip, morning and afternoon, needs four people, unless it's the same people, you need an eight a day, you can soon get through 70 people. So we go up or down river. Down river, I think, is more interesting because you can be nosy and look in people's gardens and see what's going on. It's also quite good if you've got a cold, because you go past the sewage works and there's always ammonia there, so some people don't like it but others do like it. So we can go down to a lock down river, or we go up to a lock in the middle of Guildford. And it's amazing to think that you're in a pretty urban area built up, and there you are, all you can see from the boat really as you go up is greenery, trees and water. Until you get actually into the base of Guildford, by what was Debenhams, and you ask people, do you know what that is? Well, obviously people are immobile, maybe they don't, but people who are mobile are quite shocked that there they are just behind Debenhams, and they never realise that there's a River Way there. So, yeah, and then we take them through the lock. Well, a lock, as you can imagine, is like a bowl of water, really. You fill it up and then float your boat in on the water, and then you pour the water out, and the boat now is down at the next level. It's the only way you can get water to go uphill or downhill. Well, downhill it'll go, but it'll not go very comfortably. And then we go on up to see the sand. No, what's this? Not the sandfield. What's it called? There's
St. Catherine's Lock.
St. Catherine's Lock, which is the next lock up. But we don't go through that one. We only do one lock. Because the trip out is 2 hours, about the right time. Being personal, we do have a loo on board, but we'd rather people didn't use it too much, because you can't empty it into the river, obviously. So 2 hours is sort of long enough. So, yeah. It's hard to explain until you've tried it. I mean, you've heard of the saying, messing about in boats. Well, yeah, it's what it's all about.
So I'm back now talking to Mark and to Chris. Mark, if I can talk to you first. I mean, there must be a lot of upkeep on these boats, and they're quite specialist. I mean, I wouldn't know where to start on a boat, but your background, I think, I understand, will help in these matters.
Well, yeah, I'm a retired engineer, and I was looking for something to do when I retired, and I'm a boat enthusiast, and I own my own boat. So, here we are at Swingbridge, and I help with the maintenance. We have a maintenance team of technical people who look after the two current boats, and we've acquired a third boat very recently from a generous donation from the Maggie G Society. So we are busy converting a second-hand boat to meet our needs. And thankfully this one comes equipped with a wheelchair lift as well, so it's been previously used by a charity, and we're now putting it in a condition where we can make use of it all year round, hopefully, here on the River Way.
And a project of that nature, how long would it take from start to finish? When would you expect to see that boat on the water?
Well, we've been working on it now for about 6 months, and on and off, as we test it and put it through its different paces and make adjustments and so on. So about 9 months to a year before we've got it into service. But she's coming on very nicely, and she's a small boat. She's got an outboard motor. She's much smaller than the other two boats, but she's great for teaching people to drive a boat on the river. So we're hoping to use her for a lot of training, one-day boat courses and so on. And we'd like to see young people taking advantage of getting the opportunity to get out on the river and learn a new skill.
Thank you, Mark. Now, we learned earlier from Angela, I think it was 70 volunteers take part here at Swingbridge. Chris, if I could ask you as a volunteer, why do you think people should volunteer, and what do they get out of it?
There's so many things that I personally get out of it, not least, let's start with the selfish stuff. It gets me out in the fresh air. On a spring morning, when you see wildlife, I don't know, rabbits or swans, you think, this is extraordinary. You know, I'm on the same level as a swan's beak sometimes, which is fantastic. And I also feel there's an important project. There's so many aspects to what Surrey Trust and Swingbridge Boats do. And my small part of it is on the community boats, and that's the eco projects. It's got to be said, there's so much work, so much pleasure to be had by repairing what there is out there. And we get all kinds of projects put our way by various organisations. Some of it's just clearing waste from a marina, for example. Other bits, it's repair to the bank, and it's work I would never consider doing, but I get benefits from all those resources just going up and down the way navigation. So I feel like I'm putting a bit back by improving that environment.
So I'm back with our chairperson this morning, who is our lovely Angela. You obviously look after a lot of special care children. Tell us about some of the stories there.
I think the one that really sticks out in my mind is the school that came. There were a group of children from about 10 till 15 years old. One of the lads came along and he walked past a barn and he hit out at it. There was foul language coming out of his mouth. I thought he might have had ADHD, but I wasn't sure, and you don't really get told what their problems are, and we don't really need to know. But by the end of the week, he had calmed down. He was trying to encourage the other children who were slightly misbehaving to stop misbehaving because they were being threatened with being turned off the boat, these children. And I was on the back of the boat with him and I said, have you enjoyed this week? And he said, it's been the best thing. And he said, I just feel so calm. I wish I could carry on doing this. And it was just heartwarming to hear him say that. And the change in his character from this very anxious, obviously, child that turned up. He was, I think he must have been 14, 15. And just to see him completely calm down over the week and say that when he was steering the boat, which he did very well.
And I was looking on your website, and one thing that struck me, which I love, because we cover a few of these over the year, I think you've run a duck race, don't you? Tell us about that one.
Well, it's bonkers. Absolutely bonkers. Yes, it's run at Millmead Lock, and it's mostly supported by the Trust itself. We turn up and offer mini cruises up the river. But I think I'll probably hand over to Rachel because she's heavily involved with that. She really knows more about that. Santa Cruises is my thing.
And here is Rachel, who is part of the Surrey Care Trust, who I'm going to talk to now. I'm going to start with the duck race, though. Tell us about the duck race first.
Well, as Angela said, it is a bonkers thing to do, but that kind of sums up the trust and it sums up the boats. Every July, the first weekend in July, we work with the Guildford Lions. We host our Duck Dash and they host their raucous raft race. And together we have fun, we raise some money for the local community. This year we got very, very wet, but we had an amazing time. With the Duck Dash, we start off with our duck parade, where we have these giant 2-foot ducks. They were all decorated by our volunteers, by our clients. They looked beautiful. And then we race little mini yellow ducks. We throw them in the river. They go down to the bridge, and the winner, if they're lucky, they win a prize. It's an amazing time for the community to come together, and we're very fortunate that Swingbridge Tranquility joins us. Gives people a little bit of a trip, whets the appetite. And I have to say that, not because they've paid me, but because they actually help us on the day, actually ferrying the ducks. So if you ever want to see a true sight, is seeing a 40-foot canal boat with 20 or so giant ducks going down the riverway on a foggy July morning. That's a sight in itself.
And tell us about Surrey Care Trust's role here at Swingbridge first.
Sure. So Surrey Care Trust is a local charity. We've been going for 40 years plus. We work across Surrey. Our purpose is really about helping people break their cycle of disadvantage. But what does disadvantage mean? People think Surrey is a very wealthy place, nobody needs anything, and that's just not the case. We have people who are isolated in pockets of extreme wealth. We see more and more people struggling with their mental health, rich, poor, black, white. It affects us all. We're seeing people struggling to find employment, particularly the COVID cohort, all those young people who are affected through the pandemic. And we work with them in a variety of ways, in the ways that they need us. And most importantly, the reason why I think we're unique is because we tap into the resources of our community, our environment, through our volunteers, and we provide that long-term support. We're never about, you can't do this. It's always about, what can you do? And really, the boats kind of typify that, because even though you think these are community boats, it's really about the community. It's about the people. These boats were built by volunteers. They weren't bought in the shape they are now. They were literally built by volunteers. They are run, they are managed by volunteers. These are people getting up on freezing cold Saturdays and Sunday morning to go out in the rain and take part and support one another. And they have built their own community and they are supporting the community. And you can't put a price on that, and you cannot explain the difference that it makes to people's lives. It truly transforms people's lives. You hear the case studies, you know, Angela mentioned one story earlier. You have teenagers, sullen teenagers, coming on to Tranquility, and the crews, they take them through the locks, and suddenly you've got these 14-year-old boys that you can't get off the boat. They value the fact that these are volunteers. They're not statutory providers. They're not the man telling them what to do, how to behave. These are people giving up their time because they see value. And for a lot of the people that we work with, they've never had that before. They've never had people take an interest in them. And by providing activities and shared experiences, it helps to break those walls down, it helps to build confidence, and it helps to build those soft skills. You know, how do you talk to people? How do you show respect? And that's the value. That's where these volunteers really come into their own. And while the trust, we support them, we raise money to help them deliver that work, we could not exist without the volunteers. All this work would just crumble without them. So we are hugely grateful to all of them.
And how many professional staff do you actually have at the trust?
At the trust, we have about 60, which sounds very grand. Nearly all of us are part-time. We're all based from home. Our head office is a tiny office in Guildford that we can fit just about two desks. In fact, I think Tranquility is probably bigger than our office. So the staff, they work in a variety of ways, as I say, across the county. You know, we've got an alternative learning provision in Woking, helping kids keep in education, particularly those that it's just not suitable. We run family centres up in Spelthorne near Heathrow, a huge area of need. We have an award-winning garden and an award-winning allotment where, again, these kind of nature activities take place. And we do a lot of mentoring, again, matching volunteers with people who need that long-term support. Not to be told, you need to do this, you need to fill in that form, but people who are actually taking interest, a bit like yourself, people who listen, people who are interested in who you are, what you want to be, focusing on the positive, focusing on what they can do and not giving up. You know, the stories that I have, you know, some of them are awful. They really scare you. You know, we've had people who have tried to do terrible, scary things to themselves, and they take part in our activities and they have hope. We have young people who everyone had given up on them and they'd given up on themselves. They're going to university, they're getting jobs, they're getting promotions, and they come back to the trust because they want to volunteer and they want to give back to their community as well. So last year we worked with just over 5,000 people. Terrifying that so many people should need our help, but we're able to do that because of our volunteers, and we're able to do that because people are quite generous and they give us money to do this work. We would like more though.
How much does it cost to run the trust every year? How much money do you need to raise?
We need to raise about £350,000 a year to do the work that we need to do. I talk a lot about volunteers. The volunteers give up their time. Again, last year, if we had to pay them even minimum wage, and the support they provide is worth far more than that, but even if we had to do that, it would still be double what we needed to raise. You know, the hundreds of thousands of pounds is what people are donating. But we can't just let them out on their own and do that. That wouldn't be fair to the volunteers, and it wouldn't be fair to our clients. We need to train them. We need to support them. We need to make sure that all the processes are in place so that everybody is safe and taken care of. You know, we hear a lot about safeguarding. We hear a lot about infrastructure. All of these things are really boring, but they're really important to make sure that everybody is doing what they need to do and they're safe to do that.
So we might have people listening to this interview that either feel that they need help or maybe would like to volunteer. Where do they go, Rachel? How do they find you?
www.surreycaretrust.org.uk.
Before we go, tell us just a little bit about these lovely characters that we've met today, because you've probably got some great inside stories, so it would be a lovely way to end. Just talk about Swingbridge and the people here that we've got with us.
So Baz, you've put me on the spot because they're all looking at me now, and I'm slightly scared. Characters is the right word. I've been working for the Trust for almost 10 years, and I stand by this statement every time. I defy anyone to find a more passionate, a more skilled, enthusiastic bunch of people. It goes beyond measure what our volunteers do and what they provide. These are people giving up their time, sharing their experiences, sharing their care, because they want to. You know, and it's just an example of that. A few years ago, the Swingbridge crews were awarded the QAVS. At the time, it was the Queen's Voluntary Service Awards. It would now be the King's. And that just goes to show you, you know, not everybody wins this award. You have to be a very, very special group of people to get that. And that's exactly what the Swingbridge crews, all the Trust volunteers are. They're amazing. You know, they fundraise, they manage. And like I said, there's never an impossible moment. It's always like, okay, this is the problem. What's the solution? They are the most dynamic group of people that you will ever, ever meet. Doesn't mean to say you have to be that to be involved, but it's contagious.
It has been lovely talking to you all today. Thank you so much for inviting Brooklands Radio along, and we wish you all the best of luck for the rest of this year and the coming years.
Thank you very much.